Do-do-do-do-do. Well, it's been fabulous. There's no question about that. We're breaking records. In fact, it was, if you remember, 2 years ago, maybe more than a little more than 2 years ago. I'm sorry, what was that, Mike Parsons? Did you say something to me, or was that... Okay, is there? Okay, good. But 2 years ago, about or a little more, the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, remind me to tell you my Roger Goodell story one day, challenged the city to break the event's attendance record. Mission accomplished. Last night, just like that, the figure they're using, over 275,000. The police are saying 400,000. For people who visited the city yesterday, throughout the city, throughout everything. So that NFL number of 275, according to our friend Christopher Moyer, is the draft footprint. And of course, Chris says, come back tonight, come back tomorrow, come back, and we're going to keep setting records. Right you are, Christopher, and we want to do that. We are on pace to smash the three-day attendance record, which was set in Nashville, also, for like 600,000 people. Be that as it may, a guy who has been having as much fun as anyone, and that's saying a lot, is our friend Anthony Bellino, Monroe's own AB, as Lomas Brown calls him, during Sports Wrap, which is on weeknights at 6 on WJR. And for this special moment in Detroit, they're on 6 to 8 again tonight. And Anthony, I got to tell you, this is, you just started with this full time not too long ago. You've got to be as happy as anybody in being able to start at WJR and do what you've been doing already.
Paul, it has been, I mean, you want to talk about dream come true. You want to talk about great timing, just all of the stars aligning for this to all come together. And for us to be able to do as much as we have done, you know, we have Spin on Golf coming up on Sunday that I'm going to be hosting at 6 o'clock. So that's a lot of fun. The draft has been awesome. Our Detroit Economic Club luncheon that you've had us for, Paul, it's been it's nonstop. And a great time in the sports calendar when you think about the regional semifinals and finals with the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight being at Little Caesars. The NFL draft, the Grand Prix is right around the corner. The Rocket Mortgage Classic is coming up. It's like an event every single month, and I couldn't be happier.
It is astonishing because, as I've said a number of times, I'll say it again, any city in America would be thrilled to have one of these events. And we have, just as you listed, many events, and it's just starting. We are just starting the spring-summer season of fabulousness. And then you add to that, I don't want to go too far too quickly, but we'll have the Ford fireworks. We'll have the, you know, there a lot of things. But let's go slower and more slowly, I guess, and enjoy what we do have. And the next big thing would be the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear Corporation. I think that's the next biggie if I don't have the calendar in front of me. But let's talk a little bit about what it was like being in. I got emotional watching on television, the big from-the-air pictures of these 275,000 people standing there and loving what they were experiencing. And then the pull-away shots of the city under the bright, sunshiny sky. And then as nightfall started happening and the lights go on in the city, and then those shots of the city of Detroit, I couldn't have been more proud. And like I say, it got emotional from above looking at it. What was it like for you in the midst of it?
It was simply incredible. The mass wave of humanity that flooded, because I got down to the WJR set there at the Cube on the corner of Congress and Woodward extra early. I went down with Ken Brown a couple hours early so we could walk around and get a feel for it. And I looked at Ken and I said, there's at least 150,000 people here right now. And he said, you think? And I was like, well, imagine a Michigan football game. That's exactly what we're walking around in. And when you got the feel, the smiles, people just happy to be there, the overall wave when they had to cut off the entry point because there were too many people inside. And so DPD was out there to hold the line. And I really think back to what Dan Gilbert has said on this great radio station, the, you know, putting things in motion, and you know, you have to see it to believe it. You have to believe it in order to see it, that type of deal. The amount of work that guys like Claude Molinari, that, you know, our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, you think about Mayor Duggan, you think about Terry Rattigan with the Sports Commission, all of these people coming together, our very own Mark Hollis, with an idea on how to get, because the draft is really bigger than the Super Bowl. It's a 3-day event here in the city, and to see all of these visions and ideas come together and culminate into last night, what a special moment for everyone.
Well, more people can participate in the NFL draft than can participate in the Super Bowl. And they figured that out a while ago, and they are. And you'll be back at theCUBE tonight with Lomas Brown. And then, as you already mentioned, Sunday you'll be hosting Spin on Golf. So you got a lot going on, my friend, and that's all good. Let me I love J.J. McCarthy because I'm a Michigan grad and all the rest of it. Is that a good place for him with the Vikings?
I think Minnesota's a very good place for him. And the reason I think that is because they already have some of the pieces of the puzzle in place. You know, a lot of times when quarterbacks get drafted, they're going to teams that struggle on the offensive line, that don't have much of a defense. There's too many question marks across the board, right? That's why you're picking at the top of the draft, because you had a bad year. I think J.J. to Minnesota makes a lot of sense. I think with Justin Jefferson, that gives him a premier number one wide receiver on the outside. So that was one of the quarterback fits there that kind of a lot of draft analysts had J.J. pegged for Minnesota. The question was, would they have to move around to get him, or what would have to happen there? To see 13 consecutive offensive players come off the board, an NFL record, it was nonstop. To see 6 quarterbacks come off the board as early as they did in the top, 12, 13 picks. That was simply incredible. It was a historical night, and it culminated with our very own Detroit Lions making a trade, going up to get the guy that they wanted, Alabama cornerback Terrion Arnold. I mean, that is just that's such a great selection.
It's once again, the general manager, Brad Holmes, shows us he knows what the hell he is doing.
Boy, isn't it nice to have somebody in charge that knows what's going on?
Yeah, well, I don't want to point any fingers, but yes, and he really knows what's going on. And to go for and get exactly what the Lions needed is just phenomenal.
He was the number 2 cornerback ranked, the number 11 ranked player overall, and slid all the way to 24. And Holmes and company said, "That nope, we're going up, we're getting him. Go get the guy we want." A beautiful thing. Brad Holmes, I build a statue of him, Paul. Let's get the statue built right now.
Well put. As Lomas would call you, AB, I'm still trying to get used to that because you've always been Anthony to me, Anthony Bellino, for way back to the years when you were working on my show as an intern, and I couldn't be happier for all of your accomplishments that you have already gone through, but there's so many more ahead of you, and I have nothing but confidence and faith of you. Anthony Bellino, co-host of Sports Wrap weeknights at 6 with Lomas Brown. Tonight they're at theCUBE for 2 hours. Sunday he'll be at Spin on Golf, and the beat goes on. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you very much, Uncle Paul. I appreciate you.
You take care. It is 12:28 at WJR.